I'm not gonna lie. My throat is incredibly sore today. All right. As of, you know, the year of our Lord, April 25th, 2024, my throat is incredibly sore. I'm not gonna lie. But there is no way that I'm going to miss this episode and the episode that I've been waiting on for the past 3.5 months. There's no way whatsoever I'm going to miss that. So today I, got some cough drops. I had some cough drops for my throat. My voice sounds fine, but my throat is killing me. Doesn't matter. I'm rocking the Pigskin Frenzy jersey today. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening to me on audio, big thank you there. But there's no way I'm missing this episode because it is draft day, ladies and gentlemen. It is draft day, our second draft special here for Pigskin Frenzy, and we are rocking and rolling. We're about to rock and roll with our latest updates for the draft as well as our mock draft coming up here shortly. With that being said, welcome to Pigskin Frenzy on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. I'm Joel Norris, and whether you're watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify, listening on Podbean, or listening on Apple, a big thank you for taking some time out of your Thursday to just sit back, watch, and listen to some NFL coverage presented by me. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like each episode, leave comments down below. Spotify, Podbean, and Apple, all you have to do is just share around with others and follow on there as well. X, Instagram, and Facebook, we have those, guys. Social media, keep plugging in on Pigskin Frenzy. Just type in Pigskin Frenzy, follow, like the pages there. You're going to get episode updates. You're going to get news and highlights from across college and NFL football. You're going to get trivia questions on Instagram stories. Go and answer today's NFL question as well as all things up to date for Pigskin Frenzy. Guys, check out the new website, www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com. There you will find a home and about me page. You'll know more about me. You will find a platforms page. You will find a platforms page where all the platforms that I just mentioned, go and choose your platform to listen to Pigskin Frenzy on, as well as our affiliations page, which brings us to our proud partner of Pigskin Frenzy, The Beard Club. If you need wonderful products to make yourself look great and groomed up, especially as you're watching the NFL draft tonight and listening to Pigskin Frenzy, all you have to do is go to The Beard Club and let your grooming needs be met. Spring 25, that's a discount now, 25% off. There's also a 15% off coupon as well for these products. There is body wash. There is 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. There's loofahs. There's brushes, boar bristle brushes. There's beard balm. There's beard and face wash, cedar and sandalwood, beard oils, you name it. Also, grooming kits, razors, grooming kits, and beard growth kits and beard grooming kits from The Beard Club. All you got to do is go to www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com, click on the affiliations page, and click on the Beard Club logo. There it will take you to the Beard Club website, and you can get your products there. You can also go to my link tree on all social media, X, Instagram, and Facebook. You can click on the link tree, click on the Beard Club link, and it will take you to the Beard Club website for beard growthing and beard grooming kits. The Beard Club is where your grooming needs will be met. Thank you for our proud partners at The Beard Club for Pigskin Frenzy. Now, NFL day today, I've been waiting on this day for 3.5 months. Ever since the college football season ended, I've been waiting on this. Ever since NFL season ended, especially, I've been waiting on this. It is the NFL draft, the 2024 NFL draft tonight. Tonight on NFL Network, ESPN, ABC, ESPN Deportes, and NFL Plus. It is where college stars become even brighter. And I keep saying that. I said that last season. But it's the truth. It's where college stars become even brighter. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about mainly the mock draft. But let's get down to it with our NFL draft coverage and our NFL draft day and our draft special here today and some episode, some things that we can talk about as we get closer to the Chicago Bears being on the clock here in the next few hours. The Cardinals, and these are some updates that I'm getting for the draft before we, go over our mock draft, because that's all we're going to be really doing on this draft special, going over our mock draft and talking about the latest of the draft. Let's talk about the latest on the draft first. The Cardinals at number 4 are not making any moves yet. They're not making many moves yet until they go on the clock tonight. Now, What that means is they could honestly, and this is one or two things, they could pick Marvin Harrison Jr. if they wanted to. If they do stay at four, that is the guy they're going to get. And this is what I've been hearing. This is according to NFL Network's Peter Schrager. He has said that the Cardinals will pick Marvin Harrison Jr. and will select him if they do not trade down. Now, if they trade down and they go and someone else trades up, then it's going to be a different story, right? It's going to be a different story. Depends on the team, right? So the Cardinals right now are not budging until they're on the clock. When they're on the clock and they don't trade, expect Marvin Harrison Jr. to become a Cardinal tonight. If they do trade down, if they do trade, Marvin Harrison Jr. won't be four. It most likely will be a quarterback. And I know that for a fact because no one's going to really – there's a bunch of quarterbacks on the board that people are really high on, and a lot of teams are going to trade up to get him, right? There's three quarterbacks in the top – they were considered top five worthy, and that's Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy. So depending on whoever picks who, those are the quarterbacks that one of those teams are going to trade up for, depending on if one of the other three or one of them or two of the other three at least are not taken first before, you know, by the Commanders or the Patriots. Speaking of the Patriots, the number three pick, a lot of teams are calling about that pick. The Patriots aren't budging, and I've been hearing about that, and this is my honest thoughts on that. Why would you budge? Why would you budge? I honestly think you shouldn't budge. I think right now is the perfect time to not budge. I think right now is to, you're all in on the quarterback that you want. I'd say do not trade. I say if I'm the Patriots, I'm picking at number three and I'm picking a quarterback. That's my honest thoughts. I wouldn't accept any trades. They were called quote unquote laughable trades, laughable trade offers. I honestly would not pick any, I wouldn't trade anything. I'd get number three, I'd stick at number three tonight, and I would draft a quarterback, most likely a Jaden Daniels or a Drake May, if that fits your bill. So that's the latest on the three and fourth picks. I've been hearing some rumblings about the fifth pick, which is currently held by the Cardinals. Those can get traded up, or you know, they can trade down if they wanted to. If I'm the Cardinals, I am focusing on getting a receiver early. I am not trading down if I'm the Cardinals. That's just my honest thoughts. I'm picking a receiver. That's just my honest thoughts. I'm picking one of the top receivers. Marvin Harrison, if he's still on the board, Malik Nabers, my number one receiver on the board, and Aroma Dunsey. And those are my honest thoughts. That's just my thoughts on those Chargers. What I've been hearing about the Bears looking like they can trade the ninth pick. I've been hearing about that. I've been hearing about the Jets trading down as well. We don't know what's going to happen until we get on the clock here and get on to the draft. But these are the latest updates that I have, and I've been hearing about the NFL draft, you know, tonight. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, you know, coming up on the clock. You're not going to know until the draft hits, right? So those are the latest updates that I got on the draft. A lot of the prospects are ready or are in Detroit, like Caleb Williams, like Roma Dunsey, like Jaden Daniels, like Malik Nabers, like Brian Thomas Jr. A lot of guys are in the building in Detroit for the NFL draft. Now, including Drake May, a lot of them are in the draft, you know, there for the draft in Detroit, Michigan tonight. So that's the latest that we got on the 2024 NFL draft. And the latest, the prospects are ready. They're anxious. They're excited. I'm hearing a lot from the camp that Caleb Williams will obviously go first. That's no big shocker there. We really don't know much about the second pick, and that's the really big key here right now. Who's the number two? Who is the second overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft? And that's what we're going to be, that's what a lot of people are going to be looking at and focusing on tonight on the NFL draft. I will be keeping up with the NFL draft. I will be on X as the draft is going on, and I will post and, you know, talk about the all 32 picks of round one tonight. So I'm going to be there. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be, you know, on Twitter, on X. So just bear with me and keep those notifications on. So that's the latest. And updates on the 2024 NFL draft for tonight. I love this draft special. I love this episode. It's the second draft special that Pigskin Frenzy has done. Big thank you for everybody tuning in. We have 3,100 listeners and counting, about to be at 3,200 listeners and counting. Some more listeners keep on coming in to Pigskin Frenzy. Again, big thank you for tuning in. 3,200 listeners for Pigskin Frenzy as Pigskin Frenzy just keeps getting bigger and bigger in the audience. So I appreciate you guys taking some time to listen to this awesome football podcast. So let's talk about and let's just discuss for the rest of the episode for the 2024 NFL Draft Frenzy Special, the round one mock draft for Pigskin Frenzy that we've been waiting on for the past, you know, for the past 3.5 months, right? Since we've been talking and since we've been covering the NFL draft. Next week, we will talk about we'll have a mini NFL draft recap next Thursday as we move on and move away from the NFL draft and start talking more about OTAs and mandatory mini camp and some updates around that. That's next week. We'll wrap up our draft coverage next week, but let's talk about our mock draft and Pigskin Frenzy's round one mock draft and what everybody's been waiting for this episode. Do not leave. Stay tuned. Pick number 1 through 32, and we'll do our mock draft and then conclude today's episode of Pigskin Frenzy for the draft special. So, round one NFL mock draft. You're not going to want to miss this one. Number one, and it's the obvious, it's number one. The Bears are on the clock here, and it's the obvious choice. It's the obvious choice here at Pigskin Frenzy for the Pigskin Frenzy NFL mock draft. It's obvious choice. Number one, the Bears select quarterback Caleb Williams out of USC. There's no argument because we already know that Caleb Williams will go number one. And in my eyes, I think Ryan Poles, the Bears general manager, has found something there. He wants his own guy. He wants his own dude to start. And he wants his own man, you know, at quarterback for the Chicago Bears. He wants a complete rebuild. Justin Fields was not his quarterback when he came in. He was with the Kansas City Chiefs when Justin Fields was the starting quarterback at the Chicago Bears. Now he wants his own guy. He wants a rebuild. And they have built around Caleb Williams, that's for sure. DeAndre Swift is now at running back. You got Keenan Allen at receiver. You got DJ Moore at receiver. You got an up-and-coming underrated tight end in Cole Kmet. You got a defense that you can build around as well. And you got some guys up front that are very physical and tough. Caleb Williams at one, you're building around him. And the next mission after you select Caleb Williams with this choice is you build around Caleb Williams. Not only you build around Caleb Williams, you do what I've been telling the Bears that they should have done with Justin Fields, and that's develop Caleb Williams. If you don't develop Caleb Williams, and it turns out to be just not the best, you know, turns out to be, you know, just an absolute not good pick at all, it's not really Caleb Williams' fault. I'm going to blame it on the Bears because I think the Bears need to develop him. It's on the Bears now. You select Caleb Williams, you keep building around him, and you make him the man around Chicago, and you develop him to be a star NFL quarterback. That's what you need to do for Caleb Williams to be successful in this league on Sundays, Thursdays, and Mondays. The number, and special select Saturdays for holidays purposes. Number two, the Commanders are on the clock, and the Commanders, and this is the number two pick, the crazy wild number two pick that a lot of teams and a lot of guys and a lot of people are thinking this guy's going to go here. It's going to be Drake May. It's going to be Jaden Daniels. It's going to be JJ McCarthy. It's going to pull a wild card and select Marvin Harrison. It's wild. A lot of names have been thrown around for the number two pick, but here at Pigskin Frenzy, we are going to select this man with the Commanders. The Commanders have selected in the Pigskin Frenzy mock draft round one, despite his interest in other teams, Commanders select quarterback Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels is the number two quarterback in this draft. I've said that. I think he fits. I honestly think he fits Cliff Kingsbury's offense. I think he's going to be a solid choice at quarterback for the Commanders, especially when you got Austin Ekeler in the background. Jaden Daniels could be a solid choice, and I think it's going to be an interesting choice, you know, just to see what he looks like in red and white, you know, red, white, and yellow in Washington. So I want to see the Washington Commanders select quarterback Jaden Daniels. I think it'd be an interesting choice, despite him being interested in other teams. That's what I've been hearing. I think the Commanders are going to select quarterback Jaden Daniels here with the number two overall pick. Number three is the New England Patriots. No trade here. No trade on this mock draft here for the New England Patriots. They stay at number three, and they select quarterback Drake May out of North Carolina. So Drake May, number three, going to Gerard Mayo's team, a complete rebuild after getting rid of Mac Jones and sending him to the Jacksonville Jaguars again. Do not get me started on that, but we will talk about Drake May. Solid quarterback. He's got the height. He's got the power. His throw power is incredible. His decision making has got to be a little bit better, but it's gotten better as the combine and as the as the pro days went on. The decision making has gotten better. Decision making needs to improve a little bit, but other than that, I think Drake May is a solid quarterback, and he has the potential to be one of the best quarterbacks out of the rookie class this season. So that's just my take on it. Patriots select quarterback Drake May out of North Carolina to lead Gerard May, the new era in New England under head coach Gerard Mayo. Number four, the Cardinals are up. Actually, wait. Because the Cardinals are not up, because in my mock draft, the Vikings have traded up. Yes, my first ever trade in our Pigskin Frenzy mock draft. Didn't do any trades last season. We're doing it this year. Number four, the Vikings trade up. The Vikings trade with the Cardinals, and the Cardinals go to 11, and the Vikings go to 4. The Vikings trade up, and they select quarterback J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan. Now you're going to sit there and say, dude, you've been saying all the past few weeks that J.J. McCarthy fits with the Denver Broncos. And I agree. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, you're right. I have said that. I still think that. I still think that the Broncos and J.J. McCarthy are a perfect fit for each other under Sean Payton's scheme and offense. I completely agree with that. I'm just going by what teams are trying to do. And I think the Vikings are going to make a deal good enough for the Cardinals to trade for that pick and to trade trade their 11th pick to the Cardinals and move up to 4 and get a quarterback for the future. I'm not trying to hate on Sam Darnold, but is Sam Darnold the future quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings? I'm not sold just yet. I think the Vikings need to draft a quarterback, whether it's late, whether it's now or up to 4. I think this could be a perfect move for them, going up to 4, getting a J.J. McCarthy, and he could be their starter from day one and the future of the Kevin O'Connell offense in Minnesota. So the Vikings trade up and select quarterback J.J. McCarthy, who they're really high on from what I have been hearing. Number five, the Chargers. They don't trade. The Chargers in my mock draft do not trade. The Chargers select wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State. First receiver off the board, even though he missed the combine, even though he missed his pro day. They take Marvin Harrison Jr. He is a solid receiver. Don't get me wrong. I think Malik Nabers is number one on my board, but you got to be realistic here. And I think a lot of teams are going to be picking Marvin Harrison first in this draft. So Marvin Harrison Jr. goes to the Los Angeles Chargers, gives Justin Herbert some help. And also, not only that, the Chargers need some receivers desperately. They only have Quentin Johnson. They only have Josh Palmer. They need guys desperately in that depth chart, in that receiving room. Marvin Harrison Jr. can do the trick, and he replaces a star receiver they lost two receivers, but their main star receiver in Keenan Allen, Marvin Harrison Jr. is a good replacement there. Number six, the Giants are on the clock, and they select wide receiver Malik Nabers out of LSU. There's no secret. Darius Slayton is a good receiver. You got Sterling Shepard there. You got some good receivers there. But you need a star receiver. The Giants hadn't had a star receiver probably since the last LSU receiver they've taken, and that's Odell Beckham Jr. in 2013. I think, no, I'm sorry, 2014, in the 2014 NFL draft. So right here, they take another LSU receiver, and it's Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers going to New York, being a solid choice for Daniel Jones, and to build a connection there, and he could be a serious playmaker in the NFC East and in New York for the Giants. He brings an incredible speed, incredible elusiveness. He's a solid player. He's probably one of the best receivers. I think he's probably the best receiver in this class, and whoever gets him is going to be a steal for them. So the Giants select wide receiver Malik Nabers out of LSU at number 6. Number 7 on my mock draft, the Titans select offensive lineman Joe Alt from Notre Dame. The Titans need to build up their line. I said that last week. They need to build up their line and protect Will Levis. Joe Alt can be a starter for that. He is a day one starter. He is physical. He's tough. He blocks to the max. He is a solid offensive lineman out of Notre Dame and one of the next big things in the offensive lineman department in the NFL. And I think the Titans can use him well and utilize him well. I think Joe Alt can be a serious problem for defensive linemen when you're playing the Titans. So I think Joe Alt could be a tremendous help for Will Levis and the Tennessee Titans. The Titans select offensive lineman Joe Alt with a 7th pick overall in round 1. Number 8, the Falcons are on the clock, and they don't trade. Been hearing rumors about the Falcons trading down. No trade there. The Falcons stay, and they get a need. And I said it last week, defensive end, they get an edge rusher, pass rusher. Falcons select edge Dallas Turner from Alabama. Is Dallas Turner a first-round draft pick and a first top 10 pick at that? It's close. I think in some ways, yes. I think in some ways, no. I think he's got to work on some things. I think that he also is perfected at some things. And I think at the end of the day, he's done more good than bad. Has he made some questionable plays in college? Yes, he has. He has. And I think management and I think coaches are going to have to tell him, dude, you're going to have to slow down on that. But Dallas Turner is incredible. He's a physical specimen, and he can bring a lot of chaos and trouble to O linemen and quarterbacks, in the NFL. So Dallas Turner, edge rusher, Falcons select him at number 8. Good solid player there for the Falcons. They are desperate need of an edge rusher, and he's not the only edge rusher in this class. But I think he'll be the first one taken off the board here at number 8. Dallas Turner. Let's see if some of these picks are right that I get. It's probably going to be a lot different than my mock draft. But isn't everybody's mock draft different than the actual draft? Is it all the same, really? It's all going to be different. So the number 9 pick, we got to move on here so we can conclude. But the number 9 pick, the Raiders. And the Raiders select quarterback Michael Penix Jr. Now, you're thinking to yourself, the Bears hold the number 9 pick. They do, but in my mock draft, the Bears trade down because there have been rumors of the Bears trading down that pick. They trade that pick down. The Raiders get that pick, and the Raiders pick Michael Penix Jr., quarterback out of Washington/Indiana. But Michael Penix Jr. could be that guy for the Raiders that could be, excellent on this offense. Gardner Minshew's a solid quarterback, don't get me wrong. But if you want your quarterback for the future, it's not Aiden O'Connell. And I hate to break it to him, but it's not Aiden O'Connell. It is Michael Penix Jr. And he could be that guy. Aiden O'Connell's a solid quarterback, but the quarterback for the future who can throw the ball and who could, you can build a team around in the AFC West, in a tough AFC West division that is run by the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Michael Penix Jr. could be that guy for Las Vegas. So the Raiders trade up in my mock draft, and they select Michael Penix Jr. at number 9. Number 10, the Jets. Been rumors about them trading their pick. In my mock draft, they do not trade. They keep at number 10, and they select wide receiver out of Washington, Rome Odunze. Rome Odunze, wide receiver out of Washington, is selected at the number 10th pick in the very first round. He is a solid playmaker. Built. He is very built. He's fast, and he is tall, and he is a guy that could honestly be one of those guys that is very hard to guard, and it's Rome Odunze, man. He is a solid playmaker. He can change the game. He really can. And I think if you get Garrett Wilson on one side, Roma Dunsey on one side for Aaron Rodgers to throw to, what's going to happen in that Jets offense? It's going to be fireworks with Aaron Rodgers throwing to Roma Dunsey and throwing to Garrett Wilson, both those guys. You can't guard both. You know what I mean? You can't double both. You know, you can't double both. So it's going to be tricky if you're an opponent of the Jets, you know, with Roma Dunsey going to the Jets. But let's see what happens tonight. But in my mock draft, the Jets select wide receiver Roma Dunsey out of Washington. Number 11, the Cardinals pick here after the Vikings traded up in my mock draft. The 11th pick, the Cardinals select offensive tackle J.C. Latham out of Alabama. Presents a physical presence with him, blocks extremely well. He is a pretty good pass blocker. Run blocking, got to get better a little bit at the run blocking, but he is a solid blocker overall, and he brings a physical presence to the line like no other. They got Paris Jackson last season. They pick up J.C. Latham here, and they continue to build up the O-line for the Arizona Cardinals here with this choice. So the 11th selection, Cardinals select offensive tackle J.C. Latham from Alabama. Number 12, the Broncos. They do not get a quarterback here. They still stay there, but they don't get a quarterback here. They select offensive tackle Troy Fautanu. Fautanu from Washington. Troy Fautanu from Washington. Very underrated offensive tackle out of Washington. Like I said, physical presence goes a long way with this man. He is a solid player. He's one of the fastest offensive linemen in the combine and in the draft. He's a tremendous athlete up front. He is a very good at protecting the pass and protecting the quarterback. You're going to need a Troy Fautanu on your team. So the Broncos select offensive tackle Troy Fautanu out of Washington. Number 13, that's where the Raiders were. The Bears are now there after trading the number 9th pick away and trading down to number 13. The Bears, they stay at 13 and they select defensive back and cornerback out of Alabama, Terrion Arnold. Terrion Arnold, solid playmaker. A lot of guys had Kool-Aid early on, but as the draft and as the offseason went on, a lot of guys were recapping everything and thinking, Terrion Arnold may be ahead of Kool-Aid McKinstry in a lot of factors. And I'm one of those guys. I honestly thought that Terrion Arnold has been a lot better recently. I'm not saying Kool-Aid McKinstry ain't good. He is very good. I just think Terrion Arnold has a step up in a lot of other ways. His work ethic is second to none. He's a solid player, solid playmaker in the secondary. And I think the Bears, along with Jalen Johnson, are going to be thrilled to have him in Chicago. So the Chicago Bears select Terrion Arnold at 13 out of Alabama. So good pick there for the Chicago Bears in my mock draft. Number 14, the Saints select offensive tackle Amoluwaiye Fashanu. Amoluwaiye Fashanu out of Penn State. They need guys that can protect them in New Orleans. Derek Carr needs somebody on the line to protect him out of New Orleans, and Amoluwaiye Fashanu is a guy that you can get there, and he can just protect him in all aspects. He's a very underrated run blocker. Maybe needs to work on the run blocking a little bit, but not too much, but he's still underrated in that regard. Very good pass protector. He brings a physical presence, big guy, and he can get it done on the O-line for the Saints. He could be a leader on that O-line for the Saints eventually. So Amoluwaiye Fashanu from Penn State, offensive lineman. The Saints select him at 14. Number 15, the Indianapolis Colts are on the clock. They don't trade. They select cornerback out of Toledo, Quinyon Mitchell. Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo, another solid defensive back choice. He is the second defensive back off the board in my mock draft. I saw him play at Toledo, second to none. He put players on lock. He was putting wide receivers and tight ends on lockdown. On lockdown. He was good. He was like a security guard. Everything's on lock. with Quinyon Mitchell. Quinyon Mitchell, solid playmaker, can make those plays if needed. If the game comes down to it, you want a guy that can step up and make a play. Quinyon Mitchell can do that for the Indianapolis Colts. So Colts select cornerback from Toledo, Quinyon Mitchell at 15. Number 16, the Seahawks are on the clock, and they select Oregon State offensive tackle Talise Fuaga. Solid player again. You obviously saw Damian Martinez, who was now in the transfer portal for Oregon State this season, how he moved and ran the ball. It's all thanks to Talise Fuaga. Talise Fuaga, very underrated run blocker. Second and none when it comes to run blocking. I like him better than most when it comes to protecting the running back. And blocking for the running back. I like his pass blocking as well, but not as much as I do his run blocking. Talise Fuaga, Seattle needs a guy that can help, Kenneth Walker run the ball effectively, and up front, Talise Fuaga can help him up front by blocking for him. So Seattle selects offensive tackle from Oregon State, Talise Fuaga out of, Oregon State. So number 17 is the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars, they need to build on their O-line, and this is where they pick right here. Jaguars select offensive tackle out of Georgia, Amarius Mims. Amarius Mims out of Georgia goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Cam Robinson, a good selection there, but they need somebody to help out Cam Robinson up front for Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence needs some help with some pass blocking. Amarius Mims can do that for you. He has protected Stetson Bennett. He has protected Carson Beck from last season. Amarius Mims played really, really well. Tremendous athlete. When it comes to pass protecting, he is one of the most underrated guards in this class. He can switch positions if he needed to be. He can play on the left. He can play on the right. I like Amarius Mims here. Good choice for the Jacksonville Jaguars if that's the way they go tonight in real time. But the Jacksonville Jaguars in my mock draft select offensive tackle Amarius Mims. Number 18, the Cincinnati Bengals are on the clock. They need offensive linemen. They do. I have said that. They need offensive linemen. They need receivers. They need some pass catchers if T. Higgins stays, and if T. Higgins stays for this season and leaves next year, they need some pass protectors as well. They need some pass catchers as well. But they also need some O linemen. I would highly suggest getting an O lineman tonight, but in my mock draft, here's who I have them picking. Bengals select tight end Brock Bowers out of Georgia. Yes, sir. They get Brock Bowers. You want to talk about something that can change the game for the Cincinnati Bengals on offense? Yeah, you got Ja'Marr Chase. That's a dynamic duo with him and Burrow. But if Burrow needs a tight end, if Burrow gets a tight end, and I'm talking about a solid tight end, Brock Bowers is your guy. Brock Bowers is the, in my honest thoughts, is the best athlete in this draft. Hands down, the best athlete in this 2024 NFL draft, it's Brock Bowers. Do I think Brock Bowers should go higher? Absolutely. I am very high on Brock Bowers. He's the best tight end in this draft, bar none. He's the best athlete in this draft, bar none as well. The Bengals steal him here, get a great tight end out of Brock Bowers, and another, not just a run blocker and a pass blocker at tight end, but a pass catcher and playmaker at tight end. Brock Bowers is fast, and he is bulky, big, and way too fast to be that huge and big. He's a physical specimen. Brock Bowers, my favorite choice in the draft would be Brock Bowers. He goes to the Cincinnati Bengals at tight end and out of Georgia, the best tight end in the draft. The Bengals pick him up and help out Joe Burrow even more. But the Bengals need to pick offensive linemen in this draft, regardless if they pick Bowers in the first round or not. Number 19, the Rams. They need a defensive tackle to try to find a replacement for Aaron Donald, even though you can't really replace Aaron Donald. But they get a defensive tackle in my mock draft. The Rams select defensive tackle out of Texas, Byron Murphy II. Solid choice, Byron Murphy. He's a big physical specimen up front, on the front four, for front, you know, front three, front four, four, you know, the, you know, four-year defense. He is a, you know, honestly, a handful when it comes to rushing the quarterback. He can be a problem for offensive linemen. So Byron Murphy, good pick here for the Rams to try to bring some more leverage to that defensive line and bring some more stability to that defensive line after Aaron Donald retired from the NFL this past season. So they select Byron Murphy out of Texas, defensive tackle, with a number 19th pick. 20 through 32, we're about to be done before we wrap up today's episode of Pigskin Frenzy and our draft special episode. Number 20, the Steelers need a wide receiver. And they got rid of Deontay Johnson and to the Panthers. Big thank you from the Panthers to the Steelers, obviously, for that one. And the Steelers need some help with the new quarterbacks they got with Russell Wilson and eventually Justin Fields. The Steelers select wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU. Led college football in touchdowns last season. Brian Thomas did. Brian Thomas led the league in touchdowns, SEC and in college football. Solid receiver, can run a route. A very good route runner is Brian Thomas. Plays the slot really, really well. You can utilize him with George Pickens in this offense. I like this choice. I think Brian Thomas can do a lot of what Deontay Johnson can do. And I think that Brian Thomas can be a good replacement for Deontay Johnson in this class. So they select wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU, the Steelers do. So number 21, the Dolphins. They need some guys on the line. They need some more linemen on defense and on offensive line. But they want to keep stacking those receivers up on offense. You want to add another speedy wide receiver like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. You're going to add one with wide receiver Xavier Worthy out of Texas. The Dolphins select wide receiver out of Texas, Xavier Worthy at 21 in my mock draft. Talk about a three-headed dragon right there on offense. Just picture it. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Xavier Worthy all on the same team. You want, who's going to stop that? Which corners and safeties are going to try to pick on that? That's going to be incredible amounts of speed on all three of those receivers. Xavier Worthy broke the combine record for fastest 40-yard dash, you know, in the history of the combine. He is the fastest man in the combine. Point blank, he's the man. Xavier Worthy is the fastest dude in this, is one, probably the fastest receiver in this class. He's the man. Xavier Worthy gets selected with the Dolphins here. Scary thought to think about him going to the Miami Dolphins with Tua at the helm, with along with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. So that's 21. Number 22 in my mock draft, the Eagles need a defensive back. They need a cornerback, and they select cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama. Excellent coverage provision by him. He's a solid playmaker. He's a good kickoff returner as well. They had some trouble in secondary. They need a little bit more in the secondary, and I think Kool-Aid McKinstry can bring some of that spark to that secondary in help out in a lot of plays on defense. So Eagles select cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama in my mock draft. Number 23, the Vikings are at this. They're at this pick. They select Penn State edge Chop Robinson, one of the most underrated edge rushers in this class. They need a solid edge rusher, and Chop Robinson can present that physical presence just like Danielle Hunter did. Danielle Hunter now with the Houston Texans along with Will Anderson, and Chop Robinson can be a good replacement for the Vikings here, and he can honestly bring cause a lot of problems for the offensive line and for the quarterback. So physical presence, he's got it. He did it at Penn State. He made some good plays, and if you want a guy that can break down a play, help you break down an offensive play, an opponent play, it's Chop Robinson. And he can bring that power to the defensive line for the Vikings. He replaces Danielle Hunter in my mock draft. Vikings select edge rusher Chop Robinson out of Penn State. 24, the Cowboys select Missouri edge Darius Robinson. They need a running back. But not now. I think edge rusher could be a good spot for him. They already got an edge with Micah Parsons, but an extra edge would not hurt. An edge on one end, another edge on the other. Micah Parsons on one end and Darius Robinson on the other for the Cowboys. That could cause a lot of problems for the offensive for opponents' offensive line. Darius Robinson brings a big physical prowess to the defensive line and to an offensive line, and he could, you know, be a solid playmaker for the Cowboys on the defensive front. So they select Missouri edge Darius Robinson out of, like I said, Missouri. Number 25, the Green Bay Packers are on the clock. They need to keep building their O-line, and they need to keep building and protecting Jordan Love. They select center Graham Barton. I think a good center could go a long way. I think Graham Barton could be up on the line, be a center. He could be an offensive guard if need be. But I think center Graham Barton out of Duke is a good choice for the Packers. He becomes their new starting center, and he does really well for the Green Bay Packers. He's a good pass protector, good run protector. He can snap the ball pretty well, too. He's probably one of the best centers in this class. Graham Barton from Duke, selected by the Packers in my mock draft at 25. Number 26, the Buccaneers need another edge rusher. Keep building on the defensive front. Kalijah Kancey, good player. Kalijah Kancey is a great player out of Pitt, but they need to build up more, man. And what I think they should do for the Buccaneers is get an edge rusher. And what's the best edge rusher? One of the best edge rushers out there that's gaining steam on the draft boards. He's out of UCLA, of course. UCLA edge, they select Laiatu Latu, edge out of UCLA. The Buccaneers select him in my mock draft 26. You want a guy that can blow up a play? That guy can blow up a play in your favor. He's a solid choice. Reminds me a little bit of he reminds me a little bit of, you know, on the edge of Micah Parsons when it comes to, you know, explosiveness, blowing up a play like an Aaron Donald. He can bring a physical prowess. Laiatu Latu can bring a physical prowess to the Buccaneers, and I think he could be a really good choice after losing some key pieces on that defense last season. So the Buccaneers select UCLA edge Laiatu Latu in the Pigskin Frenzy Round 1 mock draft. 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and 32. We got six more picks. I was counting. Sorry. Six more picks. So, got six more picks. The 27th pick, the Cardinals, they stay there. They've been there. They stay there. They get an edge rusher themselves. They get Florida State edge Jared Verse. And that's a good choice as well. He brings a physical prowess just like Laiatu Latu. And they're about neck and neck for me, Laiatu Latu and Jared Verse. He creates a, you know, big speed and physical presence on the edge. He, you know, was a sack machine at Florida State, and he can do the same for the Arizona Cardinals. I think Jared Verse is an underrated defensive end and good edge rusher, good pass rusher, good selection if you're the Arizona Cardinals here. So the Cardinals select Florida State edge Jared Verse in the 27th pick in my mock draft. 28, the Bills need a wide receiver. And I'm just going to sit here and say it. In my mock draft, there's a lot of good receivers out there. I think one guy fits the bill for the Buffalo Bills. That's Florida State wide receiver Keon Coleman. The Bills select wide receiver from Florida State, Keon Coleman, at 28. I think he's a solid choice. I think he is a very underrated choice. He played really, really well for Florida State on offense. His elusiveness is second to none. He is a really, really smart receiver when it comes to reading coverages, and he can be that replacement for Gabe Davis or a Stephon Diggs if need be. So Josh Allen gains a really solid receiver in Keon Coleman for the Buffalo Bills at 28 in my mock draft. Number 29, the Lions are on the clock, and they continue to build their defense and continue to build their defensive front with Illinois defensive tackle Jerzon Newton. Jerzon Newton, a very underrated defensive tackle choice out of the alumni for Illinois. And he presents he's very physical, very big, very bulky guy, but he's also a little bit slippery too. And what I mean by slippery, I mean he can get to the quarterback like that. He can get to the quarterback in an instant. So Jazar Newton, good edge, you know, good player, good, you know, guy who can rush the quarterback, and the Lions need more of that along with Aiden Hutchinson. So Jazarr Newton gets selected by Detroit, and the Detroit crowd goes crazy after they select Jazarr Newton in this mock draft here for, you know, Detroit. So number 30, the Ravens are on the clock, and they need to continue to build around Derrick Henry, build around Lamar Jackson, of course. And they select offensive tackle from Oklahoma, Tyler Guyton. Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma, solid choice here. He's a steal when it comes to offensive linemen in the NFL draft. Very fast, very fast offensive lineman. He protects really well, especially on the ground. So if you want a guy who can, you know, protect, you know, he was really fantastic at run blocking, it's Tyler Guyton. And he can help out Derrick Henry. He can help out Lamar Jackson, as they were the number one rushing team. So it's a match made in heaven right there with Tyler Guyton protecting the run. They select offensive tackle out of Oklahoma, Tyler Guyton at 30. 31, the 49ers are on the clock. They stay. We do not know the future of Brandon Ayuk. So they select a receiver here, and they get Georgia wide receiver Ladd McConkey. He has been building up on people's draft boards, and he's built up on my draft boards. Ladd McConkey, amazing talent. He's not the tallest receiver, but he's a good playmaker. He made a lot of plays last year. Physical, tough, and it will leave it all on the field on offense for your team. And that is what a Kyle Shanahan type of player does if you're the San Francisco 49ers. So the Niners select Georgia wide receiver Ladd McConkey at 31 here in the first round. Finally, before we conclude today's episode of Pigskin Frenzy, in this NFL draft special, number 32, and it's the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champions, are on the clock. They need a receiver. They desperately need a receiver, an extra receiver. We don't know what's going on with Rashee Rice. Travis Kelce can't do it all. They need guys who can catch the ball. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is no longer with the Chiefs. Who do they get? They turn to an underrated receiver that has been rising up on the boards and needs more credit in the first round. The Chiefs select South Carolina wide receiver Xavier Leggett. He is a very underrated route runner. He is a very underrated, catch. He can catch the ball really well. He's very underrated when it comes to acceleration after catch. He can, you know, take off immediately, and he just fits what Patrick Mahomes is looking for in a wide receiver and on offense. So the Kansas City Chiefs select South Carolina Xavier Leggett, South Carolina wide receiver Xavier Leggett with a 32nd pick to end the first round of the 2024 NFL draft. That was our Pigskin Frenzy NFL mock draft round one for this year. Can't wait to do it again next year. Can't wait for our third NFL draft special next year in 2025. But now we are out of time. Again, a big thank you for taking some time out of your Thursday to just sit back, watch, and listen to some NFL covers presented by me. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like each episode, leave comments down below. Spotify, Podbean, and Apple, all you have to do is just share around with others and follow on there as well. X, Instagram, and Facebook, just type in Pigskin Frenzy, follow out the pages there. You're going to get episode updates. You're going to get news and highlights from across college and NFL football. You're going to get trivia questions on Instagram stories. Go and answer today's Pigskin Frenzy NFL draft trivia question, as well as all things up to date for Pigskin Frenzy itself. Check out the website, like I said, www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com. Thank you again to our partners at the Beer Club for making everything possible and for meeting everyone's grooming needs, including mine. Guys, we will be back Tuesday for our getting started with our spring football results for teams for Tuesday. We will be back then and enjoy the draft tonight. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to watch it. Can't wait to keep you up to date with it on X. The NFL draft is tonight, 2024 NFL draft tonight at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ESPN, ABC, NFL Network, NFL Plus, and ESPN Deportes. Guys, take care. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Have a great weekend. Have a great draft night and draft weekend. We'll see you Tuesday for another edition of Pigskin Frenzy. For everybody out there, please and always, stay the course.